With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Several states are running low on COVID-19 vaccine supplies. In New York, health officials have begun canceling or postponing shots or stopped making new appointments because of the shortages. President Biden says his newly unveiled action plan seeks to aggressively ramp up vaccinations nationwide.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free and create more places for them to get vaccinated, to mobilize more medical teams to get shots in people's arms, and to increase vaccine supply and get it out the door as fast as possible.
The president describes the vaccine rollout as a dismal failure so far. However, vaccinations nationwide are approaching 1 million per day, which is the Biden administration's goal for its first 100 days. Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a flurry of executive actions taken by the president in the opening days of his administration. One of them is putting a halt to border wall construction.
Construction on the border wall, perhaps the most visible and controversial symbol of the Trump presidential era, is being paused. An executive order signed by President Joe Biden on Wednesday will halt all construction on the border wall between the United States and Mexico within a week. Biden signed 17 executive orders on his first day in office, including 6 dealing with immigration. The Army Corps of Engineers said Thursday it has told crews not to install any additional barriers and to limit activity over the next few days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Today, the president will sign 2 executive orders that would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. Congress has sent to the White House the first bill to be signed, a measure to allow retired General Lloyd Austin to become Secretary of Defense. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. It's not yet known what led up to this, but after being shot in the head, a teenage girl died and her mother has been charged. On Tuesday afternoon, the 14-year-old was taken to the hospital from the scene on Wedgefield Boulevard in Jacksonville. She passed away after spending a day on life support. News for Jax reports that 34-year-old Amanda Guthrie is now looking at aggravated manslaughter, a weapons charge, a drug charge, and child neglect. She bonded out of jail yesterday. The first face mask mandate came on day one, and yesterday some more came down. In an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus, President Biden has required people to wear them on all federal lands, as well as on planes, trains, and buses. There have been more than 1.6 million cases throughout Florida, including over 24,000 deaths. Just in Duval County, there are now more than 76,000 confirmed infections. The testing site at the Regency Square Mall is now also a vaccination site. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus. So if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are a little wet, so continue to drive with extra caution. And we do have some light traffic on 295 headed south, right at Beach Boulevard. It's from an accident that has a left lane blocked, so add an extra 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Some Florida Republican legislators are promoting a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal will require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan. And Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 831-0600. Before we go to the calls, how many of you to this day believe that the Dominion voting machines, oh, I'm setting you all up. I could not wait. I had to wait for 2 months to do this to say I told you so.
It's going
to
be good.
It's going to be good. How many of you believe of the nonsense? You can call them lies. That's maybe a little too tough. Rudy Giuliani, Linwood, Georgia's people don't act that way.
We ain't stupid.
And Sidney Powell. To all of the Lou Dobbs, who I like a lot, by the way. I'm a fan of Lou Dobbs. To all of those that were on talk radio and Newsmax TV and OAN. And even Fox News, one of my other favorites, Maria Bartiromo, who had Sidney Powell on their show about the Kraken. Can I ask a question? How many of y'all still believe that the Dominion voting machine overnight, in concordance with seven states, subtracted 7 million votes from President Trump to Donald Trump to Joe Biden? How many of y'all still buy into that? Sidney Powell says it happened, right? 11alive.com. This is, what is this? One of the news outlets out of Georgia.
It's the NBC affiliate in Atlanta, yeah.
Yep. Sidney Powell has dropped the Kraken lawsuit that sought to overturn Georgia and other election results.
What if he's paid off by the CIA, though?
She voluntarily, I always get that word about it. She withdrew it this past week. Well, if she had the truth, why did she withdraw it? Oh, I'm gonna be watching those. All of you podcasters out there that. Anyway, all right. Just thought as a supporter of Trump's policies, but we call balls and strikes on this radio show. Roger, can I say it politely? We told you so. All right, I was just trying to save you guys from embarrassment, my conservative friends. I'm looking out for you guys, all right?
Now, if you're a conspiratorialist, maybe you think she was contacted by the CIA and they said, in defense of America's top secrets, please withdraw it. We can't afford it for national security reasons to get public.
Yeah, but she actually said she had people that worked for them that were part of the system, mm-hmm. like the CIA type, who could tell you all the other information. So, all right, let's take the calls. You guys control the final hour as always. Woody? Thanks for waiting, man. Good morning. What's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
This is a great day in America, in a country formerly known as America.
Oh, boy.
I don't think the Dominion machines were the problem. I think there were subliminal messages in all the TV programs that made everybody vote.
Interesting.
Hey, I got to take issue with something Jesse Waters said earlier. He said Trump has to be the boogeyman for the Democrats. I agree he is the boogeyman for the Democrats right now, but if he wasn't, they'd find somebody else. Ronald Reagan was the stupidest man on the planet. He was a cowboy. He was going to get us all killed in a nuclear war. George H.W. Bush was a fool. He's the stupidest man on the planet. George G.W. Bush is the stupidest man on the planet. They'll always find a boogeyman. They'll lie. They'll make anything up to make somebody a boogeyman so that they can fundraise.
Well, I agree with you, but you always go to the biggest boogeyman, and right now that would be Trump.
Yeah, but they don't have to have him. They'll find another one. They've always got somebody they can find.
I would agree. Woody, I agree with you, but not right now. Right now, it's Trump. Let me tell you something. Go ask the Obama people. They blame Bush for 8 years. We still got the clips from in Obama's final year. He was still blaming for the market not turning around on Bush 8 years later. It's funny. I never remember Ronald Reagan, when the economy came back, continuously blaming Jimmy Carter. I don't remember when George H.W. Bush had a recession, blaming Jimmy Carter for what happened. Come on, man. But I'm just saying right now, I agree with you, Woody, but right now, Trump is going to be the boogeyman, and he's the top one, and they're not going to try and find anybody else right now. Let's go to Dana. Dana, good morning. What's happening?
Your program.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling because earlier we're talking about public federal spending.
Yeah.
Public spending. Man, we are so deep in the heart. I mean, excuse me. We are so deep in the hole of debt that all the tea in China cannot get us out. So I say stop spending and pay it off a little bit. I know there are good things out there like the R Florida, the Everglades, you know? But, of course, right now, they've got a bunch of snakes crawling around, eating up animals and getting ready to eat people, those pythons or whatever they are. I'm getting off track here. Now, I say, hey, we need to cut the spending.
I'm with
you. We need to pay the debt.
Let me ask you a question. Everybody talks about, like, I have some of my favorites. If you could pick, I mean, let's say that, Dana, even in Florida, many counties have these citizen budget review committees. They tell you where you could cut spending, and then I've even known a few Republicans to sit back and just totally ignore what their own appointees told them to cut. So it's almost like it's a dog and pony show. But if you could be on one of these committees, whether it's a federal commission, and you knew that your advice was going to go through, what is there a certain pet project or a department you like to see cut? Give me one.
Any one. Public transit. I'm sick and tired of the JTA. I think they still want to build the Skyway all the way to the beach.
Interesting. Interesting. I was asked federal, but he gave you a look at one. All right, man.
Interesting.
Well, I'm with you, Dana. Cut the spending, man. I'm with you. Good to have you back. Good to talk to you. You know, as I said before, government does not need a diet. Government needs a gastric bypass. All right? Let's go to Brian. Hey, man. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to just do a public service announcement for the listening audience that we're in dangerous times as conservatives right now in Washington, D.C., because we've got fake Republicans that are going to bloat their chests and talk real big, being that we're in the minority. These are not the times to listen to Republicans because they talk all big, like repealing Obamacare. But when a miracle happens and Trump wins in 2016, you see what all those big-talking Republicans do when they can really affect change and not in the minority. So just want to make sure I get that out. Don't listen to Republicans for the next 2 years, because I'd say easily 20% of them are lying through their teeth just to get reelected.
But hold on. Back to the vote. 98%, not 80, 90% of the 95 all voted. It was John McCain.
Yeah, but Ed, you know how the vote's done. If John wouldn't have been the guy, you don't think there were four or five others that would have gone up there and made that vote if he didn't?
No.
Oh, I'll bet you. Oh, my gosh. Ben Sasse and any of those types. I mean, if you only need one, there's no reason for five to be honest.
No. Hold on. Mitch McConnell would have, and I'm not a fan of Mitch. I do like some of the things Mitch has done. I will take that back. They would never brought that up unless they believe they had the votes, because they did not want the embarrassment. McCain messed that up.
I agree, and I understand the thinking behind yours. I just think Grahamnesty, he'll go back to that or whatever. One of those guys would have went up there and hit it at McCain. McCain was the senior statesman who says, "Okay, I'll be the guy. I'm older. I've got a cancer."
Well, how would you hold on? Wait, based on what? It's all done by the numbers of McCain. In other words, they do it by alphabetical order of your name. How would you know that?
No, I did not know that they vote in alphabetical order. I thought it was the order in which it's cast. It's not done that way in the House, I know.
Well, I'm sorry. When they publicly announce, like, for example, Brian from Georgia. No, not that Brian. The other Brian from Georgia. Like that.
The gentleman from Georgia.
Yeah, the gentleman. Okay. That's when they record the votes out there. That's how I thought.
Well, that's a good point, and I learned something today. If you're saying the Senate always goes in a prescribed manner, because in the House, it's a free-for-all, and that was the genius
that's
of Newt
true.
Gingrich.
I'm of the
Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich never passed anything for more than, like, 218 or 19. He was an absolute genius when it came to whip counting.
Well, yeah, they did do the term limits one, but that wasn't going to pass.
I'm pretty sure they count the votes before it actually gets to the floor. They know who's going to vote which way. They know which elected officials need to vote a certain way to keep their constituents happy,
Roger,
and that kind
of
thing.
Hold on, Roger.
Yeah.
We were told by the media and by the votes that Lot J was a done deal, 15-4.
Yeah.
And within a matter of 2-3 days, Brian, you couldn't even pass it with the votes needed.
Yeah, no, I mean, and kudos to Randy DeFore. I really think a lot of her. I voted against her, and not for the person she ran against in the runoff, but in the primary. But she's really shown independence, and I appreciate that.
All right, B. All right, man. Good calls. Appreciate the call. 904-831-0600. A lot more news to get to coming up next. Beforehand, Want to remind everybody, and I think Brian was at it last year and a few others, we sponsor a lot of charity events. And I get to pick and choose because I'm just the way I am, and I like clay shooting. That's right. The third annual sporting clay shooting event, which does raise a lot of money for charity groups, for women, disabled veterans, and young kids, is going to be put on by the First Coast Friends of the NRA. This morning show, we sponsor it. And we sponsor a couple teams, by the way. And we always make sure that we always have a packed house, and we have a blast. Ladies, you say, Ed, I've shot a couple times of a shotgun. Hey, come on out. We got women's, and you could be on the men's side. I mean, you can mix it up. Mm-hmm. We have, there's like a teams of four. Women are on the same team with men. They just, there's women's division, and there is no crossover anyway. There's women and there's men, all right? And it's going to be Saturday, February the 27th. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports on New Berlin Road. The money that is raised will go to help out youth programs like Eddie the Eagle Gun Safe, teaches young children how not to be a gun victim, all right, and how to, and life-saving knowledge, also the annual Youth Education Summit that trains high schoolers to continue the shooting legacy and constitutional rights. It also, with those women, shows it also goes on with helps with the enhancement of marksmanship skills with women on target, helps women gain confidence in their firearm skills. They don't know, these are programs that women can come to. And also donates money to the disabled veterans. It's the Paralyzed Veterans of America. So what they do is they have youth education challenges also to help out those with women that do shooting as well in safety, and also for disabled veterans. If you want further information, go to Facebook.com, look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. I'm going to be there. We're one of the sponsors. It's going to be packed. It is going to be awesome. They're going to provide food, prizes, and guess what? They, you're going to be able to win some guns. If you will also email me, ed@wbob.com. I'll send you the information. ed@wbob.com. This is going to be the bomb. Clay shooting with the shotguns. It is fun. The weather's going to be great. Saturday, February the 27th. Come on out, man. We're going to have a great time. Email me, ed@wbob.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between Emerson and Bay Meadows. Add an extra 7 or 8 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some Florida Republican legislators are promoting a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal will require new state employees to enroll in a 401k-style plan. Republican senators propose postponing the impeachment trial for former President Trump until February. And fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having a Second Amendment sanctuary.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's, we played this yesterday. Some of you like this clip. Here's some of the media. Oh, Joe Biden, it's a breath of fresh air. The day of inauguration. Yeah. Clip number 8.
Those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town.
You like it, all right.
And sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms.
The 46th president of the United States putting his soul into his first address.
He gave the kind of inaugural address our presidents used to give. As hopeful as the man delivering it.
We saw the steely determination and compassion of President Joe Biden.
What a great love story between Jill Biden and Joe Biden. And we haven't had a love story in the White House in 4 years.
You know, I prefer more of the fiery brand of telling people what needs to be done, not riots, what needs to be done. Give a good old boot to the cause of liberalism. And all of you media elites out there that want to deprogram, well, guess what? I want to reprogram many of you to what this country is all about. I'm just telling you, man, I like the fiery. Some people need to be told the truth. Whether you agree with Trump's tone, I think there's probably different ways he could have done it. Hey, by the way, I'm not convinced. I do believe Trump's tone, yes. But when it's constant every day, yes, that gets old. I'm the first one to admit that. To this day, he spiked the ball the day after impeachment. I watched that whole thing. I told Roger, this is ridiculous. He needed to go up there 10 minutes. We won. Let's go to lunch. Instead, he did a whole hour, dropped a bunch of foul language.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm like, really? It wasn't needed.
It's chest beating, but it didn't make him any friends.
Yeah. I don't mind the chest beating, like, once every other day.
Mm-hmm.
But not every day. Or it became between you and the media, and you were too busy trying to brag about certain things. I get it. But not about the issues. I don't mind it. I like to talk by Trump. Just, it's kind of like saying you just do it in certain things.
Mm-hmm. Incrementalism.
Incrementalism.
Well, maybe that's not the right word. But, you know,
Don't
overdo it.
So anyway, so you heard all the nonsense, right? Well, let's do the poll numbers out there. Pew Research poll shows that the media coverage of the first few months of a new president in office, guess what? Going back to the days of Clinton, you guessed it, more treated Trump unfairly. America Reports host John Roberts.
And let's look at a Pew poll in terms of the negative positive assessment of media coverage. President Trump 2017, 5% positive assessment, 62% negative, compared to Obama 2009, positive 42, negative 20. Bush 2001, pretty much evenly split, positive 22, negative 28, and fairly evenly split with Bill Clinton. I mean, President Trump overwhelmingly had negative coverage. There's no question about that.
You know, that is exactly correct. And then you wonder why there's such a distrust in the media. I'm telling you, everybody talks about a 50-50 split. Hey, by the way, Can anybody tell me when that really occurred? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Do you know when a lot of that conversation occurred? 2000, Bush versus Gore. Technically, you had a 50-50 split then, didn't you? All right, we're going to take your calls. Coming up next, got to take a quick break. More coming up next, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
We will see rain today and a high of 65. More showers tonight, then overcast after midnight with a low of 53. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Thank you, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We're the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into this shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Joe Biden, by discontinuing the Keystone XL pipeline, just wiped away 11,000 high-paying union jobs. Fox News' Mike Emanuel.
About President Biden canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and an estimated 11,000 jobs.
11,000 jobs, plus the trickle-down effect where all those jobs are at. Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, who's going to be, who could be your next transportation secretary out there, was asked about this by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. What's going to happen to all those people? Listen to this answer.
So for those workers, the answer is somebody else will get a job?
The answer is that we are very eager to see those workers continue to be employed in good paying union jobs, even if they might be different ones.
Really? Are you going to find them jobs? Are you going to be the recruiter? Are you going to be their zip recruiter and helping them get another job? Huh? My word. Oh, he said it in a polite way. Basically, he's given those of you out there the proverbial middle finger. Well, you'll find another job. By the way, that is the same attitude by those on the left, that they want to, again, get rid of all these jobs, but they believe that we can do it through more government spending and create new jobs. But that could be several years down the road.
And this does not in any way reduce the amount of oil being consumed. They'll just end up shipping it somewhere else instead of America. So our gas prices get more expensive. We put Americans out of work for no reason.
Yep, I know. Okay, more coming up next. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. And Tifa decided to have a Biden party, Biden rally in some states, in some cities. You know, let's burn a few cars, beat a few government buildings. That was their party. We'll talk more about that. And by the way, we haven't heard anything from the media. except for us and maybe Fox, and also no Democrats about condemning what happened. We'll have all of this coming up next right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says new COVID cases and hospitalizations appear to be plateauing, at least for now, but deaths remain high, over 400,000 in the U.S. Yesterday, President Biden signed 10 executive orders and unveiled his national COVID-19 action plan. Meanwhile, vaccine shortages are being reported across the country, forcing the temporary closure of some vaccination sites. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants to postpone Donald Trump's impeachment trial. He's proposing a delay until next month to give the former president time to prepare and review his case. The idea could appeal to some Senate Democrats who are eager to spend time confirming President Biden's cabinet nominees. The House impeached Trump on a single charge of incitement of insurrection. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. President Biden is requiring people to wear face masks on planes, trains, and buses in an attempt to curb the spread of the coronavirus. That executive order came down yesterday. On Wednesday, the first day of his presidency, he ordered masks to be worn on federal lands. There are now more than 76,000 COVID cases in Duval County, including over 850 deaths. The testing site at the Regency Square Mall has become a vaccination site, too, run by the state of Florida and accepting appointments for vaccinations only by phone. There have been more than 1.6 million cases statewide, including over 24,000 deaths. Two people are expected to be all right after three cars, one of which was a police cruiser, crashed. It happened yesterday morning at the corner of Lake Gray and Blanding Boulevards in Jacksonville. First Coast News reports that one car rear-ended the cruiser, then hit the third car. The police officer was not hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with some light traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Cassett Avenue and Luna Street. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Plenty of rain today with the high of 65. This evening, early showers followed by cloudy skies after midnight. 53 the low. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February. Fearing more gun control from the Biden administration, some states are pursuing the idea of having Second Amendment sanctuaries. And a new poll shows the majority of voters would support a bipartisan commission to probe potential voting irregularities in the 2020 election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
833, Dean Roger Henderson, good morning. Conversations by that of President Joe Biden talking about going after the NRA and going after other guns is, of course, now having several states rethinking on how to approach this issue of the Second Amendment.
Won't stop until we beat the NRA.
I'm going to do everything in my power, in office or out of office, to get those assault weapons off the street, which I've done once already, and to get those clips that have multiple bullets in them not for sale.
Now, with the Democrats controlling everything, some states are now looking at what's being called a sanctuary state. Not with illegal aliens, no, But when it comes to the issue of the Second Amendment, Fox News' William LaJeunesse.
President Biden's plan to rewrite America's gun laws makes gun owners nervous. A Second Amendment sanctuary state, banning the use of state money or manpower to enforce any federal law or regulation that violates the right to bear arms. Four states and more than 400 mostly red cities and towns passed measures declaring themselves gun sanctuaries, modeled after blue state rules that protect illegal immigrants from federal law. While opponents call gun sanctuary laws symbolic, they do fear their effect. Gun advocates fear local police will be enlisted to enforce a national gun registry, confiscate guns, and limit the sale of ammunition. Opponents say courts, not states, define the Second Amendment, but some fear Biden will issue rules and regs bypassing gun protection.
In fact, the gun control crowd says that if any state supports a Second Amendment sanctuary, that you are anti-American. Listen to this from Kristen Brown with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
There is no substance behind this. It's theater. It's spectacle. It is anti-American and deeply troubling that anyone would run for office and push something like this. They're denying support for citizens in their state who are impacted by gun violence.
When it comes to the 2020 election, a new poll out by the Hill Harris X poll finds a majority of voters, 59%, say they would support a bipartisan commission to probe the potential irregularities in the 2020 election. But 41% oppose the idea. Break it down by party, 80% of Republicans support it, 56% of independents would support it, but 61% of Democrats would oppose by having such a commission.
There was fraud in this election. I don't have any doubt about that. There was fraud. We just don't know the extent. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
That was Wisconsin Senator Republican Ron Johnson. He says it's there. He goes, but what the level of it isn't happening. The was it ABC News affiliate out of Atlanta?
NBC.
NBC. Uh-huh. I'm having my orange, so I apologize. Went down the wrong pipe.
A little bit of COVID there, right?
Ain't no COVID here. So you guys ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Remember the Dominion vending machines, the Kraken. Remember the comments by Rudy Giuliani, Len Wood, Sidney Powell, was all over Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, talk radio, except for this, because we invited her, but they weren't going to come on. How they made the claim, the false claim, that 7 million vets just apparently magically whoosh, overnight, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, 7 million, maybe even more, left those Dominion from Trump to Biden. Guess what? Sidney Powell now is withdrawing her lawsuit. She did it on her own. Makes you wonder what some people are thinking on this
one. The bigger issue that I think has to be addressed here is that so much of these questions needed to be looked at earlier in terms of the arguments that the president and his supporters are making now. You know, namely that when they're looking back at all the different steps that were taken in key states in terms of authenticating signatures and looking at where people were registered. There were a lot of objections that they needed to make months ago, given the way that this was rushed through in terms of mail-in balloting being such a big issue in this cycle. I think that in a certain sense, they've removed their ability to prove the kind of fraud that would be significant enough to change anything here.
That's Federalist.com, Ben Dominich. He says that the, of course, Democrats took advantage of it all, but the Trump crowd should have stopped the absentee ballot nonsense in many of these states and the irregularities. Dominion voting machines lawsuit. Sidney Powell, the one who's been orchestrated all this nonsense, voluntarily has withdrawn the lawsuit. Well, what do you mean? She said she had the proof. What happened? What happened? Kenny, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Roger.
Hey.
Okay, Miss Powell, Sidney Powell. I think she had to make a big enough presentation to make everybody aware that there was a problem, you know, in the very beginning, before she even had gathered all of her evidence. I think she put her neck out there. She put her name on the line. She was saying, hey, everybody, wake up. we got a problem with these machines. Would you agree that with that, that she did that in the beginning before the lawsuit?
Well, what am I supposed to agree with?
Well, the fact that, that there was enough issues with them from in the past, like Texas not willing to certify Dominion because they had problems, and other people coming forward. You know, the guy from Princeton who said this is easily hackable and stuff like that. You gather all that up, you realize there's a problem, right?
No.
Have to agree.
No. Hold on. First off, Texas, one of the reasons why Texas, I agree with you, but Texas also said that they looked at the cost. Florida has Dominion voting machines in many counties, so does Georgia, and the one cities that the areas that Trump won in Pennsylvania were done by Dominion.
Okay, let's back up.
But by the way, to Sidney Powell, if you don't got the information, don't go out and start spreading a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, I think she should have backed off a little bit.
So I agree with you.
Yeah, I think she brought awareness to it. Now, me personally, I haven't even begun to really investigate Dominion, but I think there's problems, and I think we got to try to figure it out. I mean, I have seen a couple things. I've seen a couple videos that look pretty legit with tech people where they were saying the ballots themselves were off. So when you put them in the machine, it kicks them out, you know, and that was a problem. But can we blame Dominion? Probably not. Okay, but anyway, as far as you said, was there 7 million votes switched over that made Trump lose? I mean, we don't know that. You didn't have to have 7 million votes.
We know it
switched over for Trump to lose.
No,
right?
We know it. Paper ballots.
Okay. Well, paper. You're saying that 7 million ballots switched.
She says that, not me. I don't buy that.
Forget about. Hey, I appreciate what you're doing because there's a lot of us out there that until we get some answers, until we can do that, it's going to be a tough road. I appreciate your
Kenny.
It's like a psychiatric intervention. You know,
that's a good one.
I am joking. No, look, we just want the facts.
I'm with you, Kenny.
I mean, these. Now, you did say you were going to investigate Florida's voting system. You did say that, right?
We're looking at. I mean, after the election, okay. Now, but yeah, here's the thing. Everybody's talking about. Well, God, Ron DeSantis is. I assume. And I don't back this up with any proof. I just think the spotlight was heavily down on in South Florida. They got rid of Brenda Snipes. There's a lot of irregularities. I'm not calling it fraud. Fraud and irregularity are illegal in some cases, but they're not the same thing. But the Democrats, in many cases, just didn't show up in South Florida. And I think DeSantis kind of followed through. But we do have Dominion voting machines in 17 counties here in Florida.
Okay, well, look, why don't you do this? I'm going to try to listen in a little more on this. If you would pick a certain day and a certain time, I think you'd get a lot of people zeroing in on this. But
right.
as far as, you know, these Dominion machines, you know, if they're hooked up to the internet, they're hackable.
They're not hooked up to the internet.
But they can be.
They're not hooked up to the internet. They don't have a modem. They don't have a modem.
Is that the problem? They don't have a modem?
What I'm saying. You can't, unless you're hooked up to the internet, I mean, it's not wireless. You got to have a modem for all that. Right, Raj?
I heard they're not, you can't, they're not hooked up to the internet.
Yeah, I got to get running. Right. You got a paper ballot. Before I go to Mark, let me just point this out here. Here's the best thing. Dominion doesn't have to prove that they messed up. You got to prove, I'm saying Kenny, not you. You got to prove they messed up. And they haven't done that. Just because Texas didn't want them, well, 30 other states have them. And by the way, a lot of them are Republican states. What I'm saying is, if a cop gives you a ticket, you got a copy of that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And if the judge comes in and says, well, this says it on there, and go, Your Honor, my copy of my ticket says this, but the cop comes in and says, no, this says something different, then you got, no, I have a hard copy of the ticket. That's what I'm saying. The paper ballot is your receipt. The paper ballot does not match up with what was placed in the machine, then there you go. That's where you got to focus on. Voting Dominion is not hooked up, doesn't have a modem. That's what I'm trying. You can't move it around. All right?
Some kid, you know, in a basement in Spain somewhere is not...
It's hackable.
Not logged in.
Well, okay. It's not hooked to the internet. I'm just saying, I'm all for the debate. I'm not shunning it down. So, all right. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Before I get to my point, yeah, we can thank Sidney Powell and morons like Lynn Wood for losing that Georgia runoff.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. They were telling people in Georgia not to vote. I mean, come, how stupid was that? But anyway.
You're right.
I'm fired up about this executive order from Biden that allows transgender men to play women's sports. I have a daughter who plays soccer, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's the most absurd thing I think I've – I mean, on day one, that's the most pressing issue we need to deal with in the U.S. to let men play women's sports.
Wait, back up. Okay, I knew he's doing the transgender ban in the military. I didn't see this in the sports. What took place?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's he signed an executive order yesterday saying that school districts must allow, if they want to, if they want to receive federal funding, must allow transgender men to play women's sports if they identify as women. Look it up. It's crazy.
I know they want to do that. I mean, I'm not different with you on the issue. I didn't realize he had signed. Of course, he signed like 27 of these things already. So
yeah, that was in one of them. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, Mark, we got a story I've been holding off. It's still very relevant. There was a story done by, I think the group is called Sports Medicine Magazine. Don't hold me to the name. I want to do the story maybe next week that they said that even when men who are born as men and they try to transition to a female, that even if you take all the hormone pills, you still got a boatload of male hormones in your body, so you're not a full-fledged female. And I think this is going to anger a lot of... Listen, the lesbian community does not like this, by the way. We play the clips on the show. They're outraged that men can come over and steal women's tournaments.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I was reading a bunch of articles this morning about a lot of women are outraged that, you know, basically nullifying women's sports.
Exactly. Exactly.
Crazy.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Yeah,
there's this is going to be kind of an interesting issue. I don't believe that we should be having transgender individuals in the military.
That creates all kinds of problems with kids in school because, you know, in addition to just the competitive nature and guys being more physically strong, what happens after the game? Which locker room does the transgender male who identifies as a female go to get dressed and take a shower? I mean, with the ladies, or does he go to the guys' room where he's going to get bullied? I mean, it creates all kinds of problems.
So here's the thing. We've talked about in this radio show, I think there was a story, I think the RAND Institute, whoever it was, 2016, I think, according to their numbers, it was like 2,000 people, maybe, transgender in the military. But there were a bunch of these that went to the military because guess what you get when in the military? Free health care.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the surgery.
Paid for by the taxpayers.
So, and the story was like, then they're out for almost a year or so because you have to... Your body has to repair from a lot of this stuff.
Mm.
Really? Then how are you able to serve in the military then? That's what I'm getting at. So kind of interesting. I don't think we should be using social engineering with the military nor with our schools. All right. 831. Good topic, Mark. I find it's a fascinating issue. It's not something we cover 5 days a week, but I think it's a fascinating issue. Very debatable issue, by the way. 831-0600. I shall have dominion over thee. All right. More coming up next. You like how I took that out of context?
Mm-hmm.
All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic from an earlier accident on 295 headed north, right between Atlantic and Beach Boulevard. Add an extra 7 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of rain today with the high of 65. This evening, early showers followed by cloudy skies after midnight. 53 the low. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Chrono Zeros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Violence broke out in some major cities by Antifa and other left-wing groups the day Joe Biden was sworn in as president. Some Florida Republican legislators are promoting a change to the Florida retirement system. A new proposal would require new state employees to enroll in a 401k style plan. And Republican senators propose postponing an impeachment trial for former President Trump until February.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's go to John on line one. Hey, John, thanks for calling this morning.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, one of these things that he signed was to increase SNAP benefits. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know what the weekly or monthly allowance is in SNAP, but I get a feeling when I go to the grocery store and I see people in line in front of me that are buying groceries. Now, I'm pretty fortunate in life, but I see people that look to be of an ilk, and I'm being judgmental, that don't have the means to be buying the extravagant groceries that they're buying, i.e. crab legs and steaks and things. And I think we've become a society that is giving away too much. And the figures that I've heard is that the total amount of annual benefits that people on welfare and SNAP can collect is close to $40,000. I find that, if it's a factual thing, very appalling, because it's an incentive not to work for Americans. And I do see, and I can tell you for fact, that as an employer, people turn down jobs from us because they don't think we're paying enough. And they would continue to stay on the dole. So, I don't know. I think the whole thing smells like a 3-day-old fish. And, you know, that's all I got to say.
All right, man. Now, I would agree with you. The unemployment continuation, which the Democrats want to do through October of this year, they would purposely stay home. I agree with you on that. The $40,000, I'm not sure.
That seems kind of high, because if you're making $40,000 a year and... and welfare benefits, why would you want to live in Section 8 housing where there are bullets flying over your head every day?
Yeah.
And, you know, unsafe neighborhoods.
Yeah, I think...
why are you catching public transportation when you can buy a car?
Now, if you combined federal with state and there's local assistance, that I don't know. That might add up a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't see I know with the vote you have to increase SNAP benefits. He may increase a certain program, but not overall. I don't think you can increase SNAP benefits.
We work with a group called Kids Extreme, and they go into the Section 8 housing community and mentor the children. And one of the issues the guy leading it up told me is that in the summertime in Florida, a lot of these homes don't have air conditioning because it's an extra $40 a month that the families just cannot afford. So they're sweltering in the hot heat. If they could afford to get AC in Florida, they would pay for it. An extra $40 a month. Nothing, you know?
Interesting. All right. 855 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic from an earlier accident on 295 headed north, right between Atlantic and Beach Boulevard. Add an extra 7 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Plenty of rain today with the high of 65. This evening, early showers followed by cloudy skies after midnight. 53 the low. Right now, it is 62 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
A group of Catholic bishops intended to release a letter to President Biden, but it was spiked by the Vatican. The timing could not have been better on this, the 48th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Archbishop Jose Gomez, who heads the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, wrote, quote, "Mr. Biden's piety and personal story, his moving witness to how his faith has brought him solace in times of darkness and tragedy, his longstanding commitment to the gospel's priority for the poor, all of this I find hopeful and inspiring. At the same time, as pastors, the nation's bishops are given the duty of proclaiming the gospel in all its truth and power, even when that teaching is inconvenient or when the gospel's truths run contrary to the directions of the wider society. So I must point out that our new president has pledged to pursue certain policies that would advance moral evils and threaten human life and dignity, most seriously in the areas of abortion. Of deep concern is the liberty of the church and the freedom of believers to live according to their consciences." Pretty good statement, and bravo to the Archbishop. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886. And tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
When's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's amazing. More people will sign your card I got like two. What are you laughing at? Larry won't even sign my card. Like, yeah, whatever. That's what I get. But anyway, happy birthday, Raj.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Man, you look good. Still in early 40s, man.
Yeah. I'm going backwards, you know. Next year, I'll be in my 30s.
All right. Yeah. That's right. All right. Hey, good show today.
Thank you.
Thankful to God every day. I was thanking the audience. But okay. Anyway, yeah, it's always a good show with you, Raj. Thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in. I always have a great time with Raj. And I signed your card. That'll be worth a lot of money. So, I think I said it when you read it, it's exactly correct.
Well, thank you.
Have a good weekend. We'll see everybody, good Lord willing, Monday morning, 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.